your wood had a tendency to shrink.
Yeah.
And then yarn spoke would come off, yarn ring, and would break up your spokes. So the night before, you had to take a bucket of water and some grass sacks and wrap them up and pour some water over the grass sacks, and they would swell. The moisture would make it expand your spokes. Therefore, you didn't have no trouble with it.
Yeah.
It was dry.
You poured water over the wood in it.
Yeah, over the just over the grass sacks and stuff, and the moisture from the grass sacks and.
But the wood would, when you left it out, say in the hot weather, the wood did what?
It would had a tendency to shrink.
Yeah. Now, when you, let's say on a buggy, you had the things that the traces came back in order to hook onto is called a...
You had a tongue, a sandal tree.
I see. When you had, say on a wagon, when you had two horses and each one was hitched to a sandal tree, then what do you call the thing that both of these are hitched to in order to keep the horses together? Say in a wagon you had you had a single tree and then you had
a coupling pole. Yeah, that's what it was. The single tree would hook onto a coupling pole, the two single trees.
Uh-huh.
And then and you had your breast yoke to the front that would hook on the tongue.
Uh-huh.
And you had a breast yoke that would kind of keep them together, and that the coupling tree to the back.
Yeah. And y'all said y'all made a lot of cotton here?
Yeah. We,
when you were younger?
Yeah, you planted, the average farmer would plant about 10 acres. He'd make about 7-8 bales on the 10 acres.
Yeah.
And,
you don't know now where they're planting?
In Acadia Parish, right now, they got one man that's planting. And the nearest gin is about 50 miles, cotton gin.
Now, when you, tell me about the work you do when you were cutting the ground up early in the spring.
Oh, well, she usually do a, you always had rows left. So what you do, you come and you cap your rows down. That meant the pad I'm using, a buster. It would close one up and open the other one. When you finish with that, you had a little disc. And you hook on there now. You disc it up.
Yeah.
And then it'd be time to put your foot line down. So like that, it would take two set of mules and two people to do it. One would go on and put the foot line, and you come back with a what they call a moline with some choppers on it, and you cover it up. What they usually do is put the foot line something like maybe 2 weeks before they would get ready to plant cotton or corn. Well, with the corn now, you put the foot line and plant, well, you just go back over and start again on the corn, so that's the first thing you plant.
What did you break the ground with in the spring?
Well, you had a buster. That's what you, a buster was a thing with two wings on it. And a plow, they had a single wing on it. Now if you had flat ground, you had to do it with a plow.
Yeah.
But that meant it'll take you twice as long to do it with a plow because you had a single wing on it.